Good evening, everyone.
Log Talk Radio.
By going over to www.mentalhealth.org in the UK, or Mental Health Foundation, we're going to talk about anger. We're going to define what anger is and what sets us off and what most generally people do about their anger in both healthy and non-healthy ways. We all feel angry at times because it is a natural response to threats and attacks, injustice and disappointment. But anger is a powerful emotion, and releasing the pressure that builds inside you can be essential to deal with the problems and move on. But if anger isn't dealt with in a healthy way, it can have a significant effect on your daily life and impact on relationships, achievements, and well-being mentally. So first, let's define what is anger. Anger, yeah, is when, damn it, I'm mad. Or, well, if you say that backwards, it'll say the same thing. Damn it, I'm mad. But anger is one of the most basic human emotions. It is physical and mental response to the threat or harm done in the past. Anger takes many different forms, from irritation to blinding rage or resentment that festers over many years. At any point in time, a combination of physical, mental, and social factors interact to make us feel a certain way. It is different for each of us. Our feelings are influenced by our emotional makeup, how we view the world, what happens around us, and our circumstances. Like other emotions, anger rarely acts alone, because anger does indeed act with many different other emotions. So how does anger work? As we go about our lives, we consistently are weighing up situations and deciding what we think about them, good or bad, safe, unsafe, etc. Now, how we interpret a situation influences how we feel about it. If we think we are in danger, we feel afraid. If we feel we have wronged, we feel angry. Or if we have been wronged, we feel angry. These feelings determine how we react to the situation. We translate meanings into feelings very fast. With anger, the speed sometimes means that we react in ways we later regret. Now, let's talk about the physical toll that anger takes on people generally as well. And it's entitled to this passage that I'm about ready to highlight here, is how our bodies respond to anger. Because many of our emotions are linked to a particular physical response. Anger gets the mind and body reaction for action. It arouses the nervous system, increasing the heart rate, blood pressure, blood flow to the muscles, blood sugar level, and sweating. It also sharpens the senses and increases the production of adrenaline, a hormone produced at times of stress. At the same time as these physical changes, anger is throughout to the effect of the way we think. When we first faced with a threat, anger helps us quickly translate complex information into simple terms, right or wrong, for instance. Kind of like what I have a hard time doing when I'm trying to control my anger. This can be useful in emergencies. We don't waste valuable time weighing up information that doesn't instantly affect our safety or well-being. So, if you're confronted with some madman wanting to fight you, do you punch him in the nose or use the flight or fight response and flight? Some people would choose to fight. But it can mean that we act before we are considered what else is relevant and made a rational decision about how we behave. It may be that we regret to take into consideration more time to look at the situation and deal with it differently. When anger gets in the way of rational thinking, we may give way to the urge to act aggressively, propelled by the instinct to survive or protect someone from a threat. Now let's talk about a little bit about why we get angry as Americans, or just about anybody I could imagine. Here's some good reasons for getting angry, which include, but not limited to, of course, facing a threat to ourselves or our loved ones, being verbally or physically assaulted, suffering a blow to our self-esteem or our place within a social group, being interrupted when pursuing a goal, losing out when money is at stake, someone going against a principle that we consider important, being treated unfairly and feeling powerless to change this, feeling disappointed by someone else in ourselves, or having our property mistreated, such as somebody scratched my car. Spelled forward and backwards, damn it, I'm mad, would be the clause for me. But these are just only a few things that make people angry. If we think someone has wronged us on purpose, this can take us and make us to angrier levels. If we're having a bad day and are in a state of constant tension, we're more likely to snap when something else goes wrong, even something that wouldn't usually bother us. We may feel angry immediately or feel angry later when we go back over a situation. Anger can surface years later that has its roots because of abuse or neglect long ago. Sometimes anger stays locked up inside us for decades because it wasn't dealt with sufficiently at the time. I remember doing a show about bringing up the past, and if there are events in the past that make us angry, believe it or not, they're going to make us angrier 10 years from now. Now let's take a look at how people behave when they are angry. Anger isn't always negative. It can also be a force for good. Moral outrage can drive people to campaign for change, right wrongs, and enforce the rules that govern our society. People often think anger and aggression is the same thing, but they aren't. Anger is an emotional state, and aggression is just one of the ways that people behave when they are angry. Aggression often takes over when people act on their instinct to protect themselves or others. Things such as alcohol can make some people act more aggressively, and drug use can similarly lower our inhibition. Often express their anger verbally. They may shout, threaten, use dramatic words, bombard someone with hostile questions, exaggerate the impact on them or someone else's actions. But some people interpret their own anger and throw it back indirectly by making other people feel guilty and playing on that guilt. Others develop a cynical attitude and consistently criticize everything, but never address problems constructively. Some people internalize their anger. They may be seething inside and may physically shake, but they don't show their anger in the way they behave when they are around other people. Anger in itself is neither good nor bad. It becomes a problem when it harms us or other people. Anger is the emotion most likely to cause problems in relationships in the family, at work, and with friends. People with long-term anger problems tend to be poor in making decisions, take more risk than other people, and are more likely to have a substance misuse problem. Long-term intense anger has been linked with mental problems, including depression, anxiety, and self-harm. It's also linked to poor overall physical health as well as particular conditions such as high blood pressure, colds and flu, coronary artery disease, stroke, cancer, gastrointestinal problems. How can managing my anger help me? Well, it's easy to say this. Most people get angry quite often, but their anger is quite within a normal and healthy range. Other people experience anger frequently and intensely enough for it to interfere with their everyday life. Both sets of people can benefit from learning how to deal with their anger more effectively. There are lots of evidence suggested that managing your anger in a healthy way and can help people look at their mental and physical health, feel more positive about themselves, achieve their goals, solve problems, and enjoy relationships with the people around them. But anger can lead you to action or even violence. You will regret. Bottling up your anger for a long time isn't a good thing either. It's important to deal with anger and move on and not let it stew inside you. Now, before we move over to another, well, let's check over to this website here real quick. Like, I just want to see what we have left on it. Okay, doing swell on time. Pretty soon, before we take a silent break, we're just going to go and explain my anger issues. And my anger issues are pretty surreal in comparison with normal anger issues. I have a bad temper. It's as red as my hair. But day goes by, I'm learning differently. As each day goes by, is the way I wanted to word it, that my anger is being more and more controlled in a healthier way instead of letting things annoy me. I try to reason with why it would not annoy me. I mean, because I'll tell you, certain sounds set me off. I'm not even going to go there because I don't need to be reminded of anything because I'm right in the middle of doing a show, so I don't need to be reminded of doing anything. So basically what we're going to do here in the next couple of minutes here on American Psychosis Radio, we're going to go to a silent break. We come back with tune in some audience of background music and just sit and go over more about my anger issues right here on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. And now we're back here with you on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe, the show where I discuss what it's like living with a mental illness. And I tell you about it. In this show, we're discussing anger issues, anger management, whatever, anger everything. What causes it? Who gets it? Because it does not discriminate whatsoever on how it affects people. It's how we cope with it. It's how we wind up coming down to the best outcome. During some of these problems I just rattled off to you on the air, the causes of anger. But now we're going to talk about how I can manage my own anger. When I feel the first surge of anger boiling up inside me, what I have to learn to do, and I'm going to try this, because I don't know, is pause for a moment. It says to pause for a moment. Think about what has made me angry. I think about the consequences of exploding in a rage and then choose how to respond. Now, I've done it both ways. I've done it calmly, collectively, and, yes, civilly. And on the other hand, I don't know how many cell phones I've had to replace because of my anger, whether I throw them against the wall, throw them into the ground, stomp on them, do whatever out of anger. And it's just not with a cell phone, people. I would throw things in rage. I would grab a glass or a cup, and I would whip it. I would throw it because I was upset. And what this is basically talking about here is you have to sit down and It's a must-do. You have to calm down first thing. Have you ever told anybody questioning how you're acting that you need to calm down? I've had that many times told to me when I was upset. I've had many times that people has told me simply to calm down. That's the first step. You have to take a chill pill. Don't really have to take a chill pill. All you have to do is calm down. Simply calm down. Whether it's counting to 10 or 20. For me, it's, well, I don't stop counting until I'm still counting. Well, anyway, that's what it first, you know, even in the middle of an argument, it's not too late to take a deep breath and choose to express yourself differently. Give rational thinking time to kick in. And I just said something about counting to 10. It says this right here on the screen here. Count to 10 before you act. Drop your shoulders and breathe deeply to help you relax. Your instincts may be telling your body to get ready to fight, but your rational self can reverse this message by telling your body to chill out. If you feel the urge to throw something or hit out, remove yourself from the situation and try taking it out on something soft like a cushion that you won't damage and which won't hurt you. But if I throw a pillow and it hits something, the pillow ain't going to be hurt. It's going to be the thing that the pillow hit, such as a beer stein when I was a kid. Yeah, I got in trouble for that. Try screaming if it won't disturb people near you, or scream into a pillow to release your tension. Talk yourself down, imagine what your calmest friend would say to you, and give yourself the same advice. Imagine yourself in a relaxing scene. Distract yourself or take yourself out of the situation that made you angry. Read a magazine, do a crossword, listen to soothing music. Go for a walk. Pour out how you feel in writing or redirect your energy into another creative activity. Offload to a friend who will help you get the perspective on the situation. There are so many other activities which may help you almost immediately, but I just went over some of the ones that helped me. Later the same day, or if you make them part of your lifestyle longer, you have to work off sometimes when you're really mad, your anger through exercise. Channeling your energy instead will increase the release of feel-good brain chemicals called endorphins, which help us relax. Cortisol is a hormone released during anger moments. And cortisol, my friends, is not good on the human body. Use relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation. Techniques like these challenge your physical aspects of anger, which has the brain chemicals that prepare you to fight before these chemicals lead you to act impulsively. Because you got to understand, you are responsible for your own actions. But being assertive in a healthy way to express anger. Take ownership of the situation and your feelings. Tell people that you're feeling angry and why. Talk slowly and clearly. Use the word I to make it about you, not about them. Make requests rather than demands or threats. That's a big one. And usually, the magic word always works. Say, I could and I might instead of I must or I should, because good communication skills can help you get your message across. But keep the lines of communication open. Listen to other people's point of view. Assuming you know where they stand can create a problem where there is none and escalate a situation from bad to worse. And always know yourself and what triggers your anger. What signs tell you that you're on the brink of uncontrolled anger? Have you fallen into any unhelpful patterns of behavior? What have the consequences been? My grandpa sending me back on a Greyhound bus at 1 o'clock the next night after I decided to fly to Ohio unannounced. And that works to calm you down, I asked that question. Did that calm me down? Well, no, because it just escalated things even more when I had to face my grandfather. Are there any triggers in your daily routine or in your environment that you could change? Absolutely. Trying to work on a few. And it says protect your mental health. People in good mental health are better able to cope when things go wrong. Feeling stress makes it harder for us to cope with problems. The following are some of the kinds known to be the good for our mental health. But keep physically active, eat a balanced diet, drink sensibly, and keep in touch with friends and loved ones. Talk about your feelings with them and ask them for help when you need it. Take time to relax and enjoy yourself. Accept who you are and do something you're good at and care for others. Now, we're going to take another short silent break here with just a little bit of background music to check our time in the studio we have left for you on the air tonight. And we're getting down to the wire on time, so we'll just take this next few minutes to summarize everything we've been talking about tonight on tonight's show. This is American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. Now we're just going to go through and summarize what we've talked about so far on tonight's show. Well, I'm glad you listened to me and leaving everyone else alone. This is host Jory Rowe, and you're listening to American Psychosis Radio. Now, I just want to take the last few minutes of the show to kind of talk about what we discussed. We talked about anger. We defined anger. And anger is an emotion. Aside from assertiveness, which is a more healthier kind of form of anger. Anger in general can be, well, good or bad. It just depends on how we cope with it. We discuss different coping techniques, what I do, and it goes more far above and beyond than just counting to 10. But whatever situation you're in, however anger affects you, there's always a way on how each individual person contend with it. But always remember this. If you ever get angry and you're about ready to explode, jump into rational thinking mode called think it out before you do. And the first thing I said, the golden rule with anger is when you have an anger outburst or problems with anger, is to calm down. I know in the heat of the moment, that may sound absurd, that may sound very hard to do, but it's able to be done no matter which way you think about it, because if there's bad outcomes and consequences, called bad consequences, that's not what you want. So the first thing in an anger issue, the golden rule is to calm down. And I've went through this show and pointed out many other ways to deal with it, ways to cope with anger. It just has to be done this way. And like I said, calming down is the first step. Now, before I head off the air for the remainder of the night, I want to take one more short break and just go over to you what's coming up on the next few shows scheduled for the month of September. Stand by. This is American Psychosis Radio with host Tori Rowe. Don't forget to tune in next Saturday night. I'm still waiting on microphones. So we're still using the Broom Boom mic for the time being. And hopefully I checked on the audio of the microphone. It's still sound may need to be coming down a few notches. I did that. Hopefully that helped out. But coming up on next Saturday on American Psychosis Radio, where you're listening to me and leaving everyone else alone, we're going to talk about kicking bad habits. My non-smoking habit, or my smoking habit, will be a thing of the past starting from that show, and we're going to keep a weekly diary on how things are going in between shows and the like. Just want to mention that Project Astro, the balloon launch, has been delayed. The project will be put on back burner. I was talking about projects that help us be motivated in last week's show, and I talked about a balloon project for taking pictures from outer space to hang on my wall. That project is on the back burner for right now until further notice. Stay tuned to hear more about that. And following next Saturday, we'll be taking an inside look at discrimination amongst the mentally ill. We'll see who gets the axe handled more than anyone I know. And followed by the next following show is Why Our Pets Mean So Much to Us. And the list goes on and on and on until mid-December, towards the end of December, when we'll kick off a whole new list of topics and guests' appearances in 2016. Well, right here on American Psychosis Radio. Now we're getting down to the wire here, and this is your host, Jory Rowe. I'm glad you tuned in and listened to me and left everyone else alone and got some let out about talking about anger issues tonight. So just stick around and stay tuned to hear what's going to happen on American Psychosis Radio in the future shows. This is your host, Jory Rowe. So long for now.